This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 5:45. Next week, the National Football League draft takes place in Philadelphia along the Ben Franklin Parkway. It's a way for NFL teams to recruit eligible college football players. The first draft took place at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Philadelphia 81 years ago. And back then, teams chose players from a list of names written on a blackboard in a meeting room. More recently, this gathering of coaches, players, and sports media is rolled out as a televised sports spectacle with the flavor of a multimedia festival tailor-made for sports titans and thousands of football fans. Larry Needle is executive director of PHL Sports, the marketing and promotions arm for the city for the 2017 draft. I recently sat down with him at his office space to talk about the big event. I asked him how much horsepower does it really have.
This is now one of the biggest sporting events in the country. And when you think about the economic impact it's going to have, the exposure it will bring, the opportunity to open this up to fans from really up and down the East Coast, we think it will be huge for the city.
The NFL is constructing a 3,000-seat theater at the base of the steps of the Philadelphia Art Museum. That's incredible. I mean, has this been done before in Philadelphia?
No, I think it's fair to say this is the biggest outdoor theater that's been built in the city. It will be open air. There will certainly be a roof on there, but the fact that it will be open air so that fans can be down on the parkway and see the draft, whether or not they have a ticket inside the theater, we think is something very special.
Yeah, so you can get a ticket to be in the theater. You don't have to have a ticket to be on the parkway, but there'll be security. You have to go through magnetometers and things like that. But you can be on the parkway and watch along on the jumbotrons. Can we keep this theater? Can we use it for something else? Do we get it at the end?
I think the reality is people will be happy to see it then go away when this event is over, and we'll reopen the rocky steps for everyone to enjoy. Probably won't stick around unless you have some room in your backyard, maybe.
I did reach out to the city, and they said, of course, the museums will be open during all of this. So they're hoping that the museums will get to have some folks coming through that they may not normally have.
That's right. I will just add quickly that many of the museums are offering specials and discounts and such to encourage the fans to come in. And let's not forget, Penn Relays also happening.
Say, whose idea? I guess the draft happens when the draft happens. It's scheduled every year,
does.
But it coincides with the Penn Relays, which will create all kinds of congestion and excitement in West Philadelphia around Franklin Field.
It's what we're calling a blockbuster sports weekend in the city, starting with a couple of Phillies games, going into the draft and Penn Relays. There's even a Philadelphia Soul game on Saturday night. One of the things that we're suggesting to folks is if either you're here for the draft and want to go to the Relays or vice versa, it's very accessible just going down the Schuylkill Trail. It's about a 15-minute walk from one site to the other. We really encourage folks using that.
Philadelphia, I had read, suggested the draft take place maybe along Penn's Landing. And the NFL, I read, really wanted to make use of the Philadelphia Art Museum steps, also known as the Rocky Steps. Is this a case of what the NFL wants, the NFL gets?
Not necessarily. I think we looked at many different sites around the city. At the end of the day, I think it was a mutual decision, frankly, that the parkway lends itself best. And if we wanted it to be as successful as it could be, and if we wanted to truly show off Philadelphia to the nation and the world the way we best should, we think the parkway is the right place to do that.
But it sounds like the NFL really wanted those rocky steps. I mean, that's a big part of the, you know, it sounds like the young draftees are going to come strolling down the steps, and then they get announced. I mean, it's very dramatic, right?
Yeah, no doubt. We shared that vision with them, frankly. And those rocky steps and the message they give is a powerful thing. I think sometimes we take for granted a little bit locally just how iconic they are, both nationally and internationally. You know, we want to be showing those off whenever we get a chance.
Did you come up with rocky steps yourself?
It was part of our team that had put that out there as one of the possibilities. So there
Okay, you don't want to take full credit for Rocky Stabs. What's it like working with the NFL?
It's a very down-to-earth group at the end of the day. It's a fairly young group, but experienced. And you look at what their last 60 days has been when they've gone from the Pro Bowl to the Super Bowl to the Combine in Indianapolis. They have an incredibly full slate and a great cohesive team working to pull it all together.
Where will you be during the draft? What will you be doing?
That's a great question. We're so busy getting ready for the draft. We'll probably just be doing a little troubleshooting. The reality is that once that event is up and running, it is really the NFL's event. And working closely, certainly with the city, if we've done our job right and well, I'd say that when that festival opens at noon, we'll turn over the keys, basically, and just be able to enjoy the excitement.